Dublin City Council has cleared the way for the redevelopment of one of the best-known structures on the city's north side, Dalymount Park in Phibsborough, the home of Bohemians Football Club. To fund the project, it will have to borrow up to €34 million. The overall cost is put at €63 million, more than three times the original estimate. The plans now go to the government for final approval. For more, let's talk to Bohemians Chief Operating Officer Daniel Lambert. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I know this has been a long time in the planning, so how close are you to actually starting work?
It's been a long time, like many projects in Ireland, sadly, but it got unanimous support at council yesterday, which was great to see, and it has done for a long time, got unanimous political support, and we'd hope to depart, and the plan is to depart at the end of next season, so exactly 12 months from now. The season has obviously just ended on Saturday, so this time next year will mark us leaving for a couple of years. We've played every single season in Dalymount since 1901. So we've played there for 125 years in a row. So it's a big move.
Gosh, it is quite a move, all right. What's this work going to involve? I mean, will the existing stadium have to be demolished?
Yeah, everything goes. So it's probably the best way to think of it is the change from Lansdowne to the Aviva, really sort of likewise in that case, the pitch orientation changes at the moment. It runs east-west, it'll run north-south. So there won't be one single structure or one blade of grass that'll remain. It's a full redevelopment.
Yeah, tell us about the planned new stadium. I mean, how big will it be?
So at the moment, like people will remember Dalymount from before I was born, there was 40,000 people there regularly, and it was three sides terracing. It's obviously deteriorated a lot over the last 30 years. And at the moment, there's 4,500 seats in Dalymount, and we sell out every game, thankfully. The new stadium will be 8,000 capacity, so nearly a doubling. We really pushed, and with the efforts of DCC and their support, we wanted to put in two terraces. So behind each goal is a terrace, and on both sides of the pitch are 2,000-3,000 capacity stands. So, our closest neighbour in terms of a stadium is Croke Park. It's a hell of a lot smaller, but we feel it's the right size for the club, and it creates good atmospheres. Terracing is starting to thankfully make a way back into football after kind of being not acceptable for a long time. It's back in the mix.
So where will the club go while all of this work is carried out?
Now that we're talking to multiple different parties at the moment. We're trying to obviously work with other clubs in the league first and foremost, if we can do that. We're also looking at potentially, we played a game in the Aviva Stadium this year, which we 35,000 people came to see Bowes play for the opening game of the season. So we're looking at a mix of options, but we will need to have somewhere for 2 years that hosts the majority of our games, and that's still to be decided.
When do you hope then that the new stadium will be finished?
So the construction takes about 18 months, and given that when they're in at we leave at the end of next season, we'd be in for the start of the 2029 season. And I suppose, it's something that's long overdue. And I should say, like the cost was mentioned, Bowes delivers massively. And we're kind of not just confident of that, we're sure of it in terms of what Bowes delivers for Dublin and for Ireland. Like we had a social impact report, an independent report done just in May of this year, which we launched in the Mansion House, and it gave a figure of €8.5 million a year in social value. The club does a hell of a lot of work with marginalised and disadvantaged groups. Beyond that, we've 60 playing teams, the game sold out every week, the economic benefit that brings. But I suppose it will be a sad moment for a lot of people, including myself, in that the lights have been up since 1962. There's parts of the ground that are there since the 1920s. The turnstiles people walk through were installed in 1928. So there's a lot of history. Millions of people have been to Dalymount, and under those lights, Zidane scored his first European goal, George Best, Pele, Bob Marley. The stadium has really played a central role in the city, in its sporting and cultural kind of guise. And it will be a sad moment. It's something that needs to happen, but it will be an emotional time as well.
Yeah, just as you mentioned the other work that Bohemians has been involved in over the past couple of years, do you hope that, like the new stadium, that it will be able to sort of host some, other events for you?
Yeah, well, I think Dublin City Council will be the owner of the stadium, and, mm-hmm. and I know that they've said yesterday that they hope to hold, say, concerts in it. But, to your question and the work that we do, there is a community facility as part of the stadium redevelopment. It's on the eastern side of the site, which is where the shopping centre, just behind the shopping centre now, if people know the area. And we'll work, with our community programmes and with the local area, with FizzFest and other groups, to really have that strong connection, ultimately is successful, Bohemians, is based upon the number of members we have. We haven't been able to offer new memberships for a long number of years now. We're oversubscribed, so this will bring a whole new people or a whole new group of people into the club, and obviously then the income that's derived from that, it benefits the work that we do in football and the work that we do, you know, off the field in terms of community engagement. Mm-hmm. So it'll benefit a lot of the work we do.
Well, the very best of luck with it, and thanks indeed for talking to us this afternoon. That was Daniel Lambert, who's the Chief Operating Officer of Bohemians.